So some changes then?
Yeah, changes now. I don't know if I just cannot see with the money the player... I mean, I'm not against players being paid. Yeah, especially on this run-up to where it went professional, because while you got all this advertising, all this money coming into the clubs, I always say without 15 players on that pitch, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
You've got no club, you've got no committee, you've got no nothing. So they should be your number one priority. But I think it's gone out through the and it's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, are they going to take over the rugby union now? Then what's going to happen? There's no way you can go and get John Hall and half a dozen businessmen take that rugby union over. I mean, which referee's going to come? Who are you going to play against? And what about all these hundreds and hundreds of small clubs? It's where these kids come through to come up to here. What happens to all that? There's no option here. It's either that or go down.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to buy backs.
Yeah.
But I mean, done that 6 years ago, couldn't we, then?
In sporting terms, I think you're right when you say there was no option.
It'd be in the cathedral.
Yeah.
Well, they're always saying that. Because there was a letter once in the paper about moving the rugby club. They said you might as well knock the cathedral down or move the cathedral. But yeah, you'd have more support to move the cathedral than what you would the rugby club.
Yeah.
A lot of people, what I don't like is a lot of people are now and saying I'm losing interest, and I don't, and that's a shame.
Losing interest in the rugby?
Yeah, losing interest. Well, not so much in the rugby, like in the club. Because when I mean, you take it, there were so many volunteers did so well. You played rugby, and it's up to volunteers. Yeah. And there was so much of that. And that's all gone now, isn't it? Everybody's in it now for money. It's just money, money, money. And I just wondered where. I can't see where all this money's going to come from.
Yeah, that is the
point. I mean, is the guy going to keep putting it in and putting it in and putting it in? They're not going to get Sky. I mean, this is what your businessmen are looking at, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they can get Sky and they can get the money. They're not going to get it. Sky's interested in England, aren't they? And at the end of the day, it's all right saying, it doesn't matter about England. But people do. They do want to see England play. I mean, you want to see England play. I want to see England play Wales and beat Wales. I couldn't care two brass monkeys if they lose against Ireland. But I don't like them to lose against Wales. Do you know what I mean? I hate that. Can't bear it. It's terrible, you know. But they'll still want England. You know, and I just I just can't see where it's going.
I mean, the other one for me relates to the players, because
I got nothing.
Sometimes wonder what might happen. You know,
it's all right if you look at some of these players, like in the Quins and things, that are going to university and have qualified and things. But are these they got the qualifications to go and get something when they finish? Will they be able to afford to do it?
It's a fairly short sporting life, really, isn't it? From about 20.
Well, you can see it now, can't you? I mean, you've seen a player that was. I mean, look at this slide on me. He was in England, wasn't he? Well, I said he was nothing within 18 months.
Yeah, looking for a job.
Looking for a job, you know, I mean.
I tell you who I spoke to as well the other day, I was up at Richmond. Was
it's man alive.
3 years ago. Sorry?
Look, he's man alive.
Because he went to Richmond, didn't he?
And yeah, but him.
I know. For a lot of money. He's now.
I'm just saying he was lucky. I mean, he wasn't in the same. I'm not being funny, and you might think I'm really pushing Dave Sims. He wasn't in the same mould as Dave Sims. And what do we get?
Well, every
England person I know, I rub Dave Sims. I just cannot see. I mean, that he's an athlete as Dave Sims.
Yeah.
He's a ball player, and he's strong.
Yeah. And it's nice to see his big
picture. Yeah, good thing.
Because he is an inspirational.
And I mean, so look how it worked for Weston, look how it's worked for Dave Sims.
Yeah.
Dave Sims, but he went off on that tour, did West.
Yeah.
And had the money.
Well, West now, when I was talking to him up in, I just happened to bump into him in a pub up in Richmond when we played up there, and I sort of recognised him. But he's had to retire from the game now.
He had no coordination that good.
Yeah.
I know it was a shame, but he didn't. His timing in the line-out was diabolical. I mean, the ball was going in, he was coming down. I laugh when they said over the shed that once. Did you read that shed, Ed? When they said, don't bother to shout. What was that? To Green, don't bother to shout. Wait till the shed end. When we shout, jump, jump. Down, go down. Poor old Dick. Nice lad, though. I quite liked him.
He was very pleasant to talk to. Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of thing that I was thinking of, because he's only quite a young lad.
Yeah, he's in his 20s, isn't he?
And he packed in his education to play
professional. Yeah, but what gets me is where... Gloucester I can see, Leicester I can see, Bath I can see. Wask could go dodgy. I mean, that wouldn't... Mm-hmm. The only time they're getting these big gates up there is when they're playing them on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And the only reason they're getting it is no other rugby's being played.
Yeah.
I mean, when that Newcastle played up there and they had a capacity crowd, where was there another rugby match on Sunday? That's a big catchment area to take in. What if that game had been played on that Saturday?
And Saracens would be the same.
Yeah, well. How many people would they have got? Mm. And, you know, where are they going to get all this money is going to come from?
Mm. It is.
And, I mean, is it going to go down to about 4 or 5 clubs?
Well, that's why I actually think Gloucester have probably got it right.
If they don't come self-sufficient, then I don't care... Who he is, and how much he likes rugby, he ain't going to keep putting million after million, is he?
No.
I mean, you don't make your millions by giving it away, right. Do you? That's the way I look at it, and I just can't see how they're going to keep putting it in.
Well, I think it's actually said that when they changed,
also, we had no. Your back was the back was against the wall. It was either sign up or go down.
Mm.
You had one or two choices because there was no way that the money was going to come in, was it? I mean, they were lucky they did get this other sponsor, didn't they? They did get Eagle Star. Perhaps if they'd have got... See, that's what I always thought would have happened. I thought you'd have got, like, Wolves, Eagle Star, Cheltenham, and Gloucester, about 5 of them, put up about £250,000 apiece and left it as a rugby club.
Yeah.
They could have been left as a rugby club like that.
Yeah.
But you'd have to have had that sort of injection coming in year after year, wouldn't you?
I mean, what do you think now of the idea of...
You're both. The committee got no say, have they? Well, I don't know if they got any say or no, but we got a committee and a board of directors. I don't know. I don't really know.
Mm.
I mean, at the end of the day, you've got one man, got the club, isn't it?
Yeah.
It don't matter what your board of directors says or what your committee says, you're one man.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And it's the same with Newcastle, isn't it? Same with any... Well, it wouldn't hit Newcastle so much, I don't think, because they're not a rugby...
Yeah.
They're not a rugby city, are they?
Yeah.
They're not like us. Yeah. Nowhere near... And it really probably wouldn't hit the London clubs, would it?
No, probably not so much.
They probably, the London clubs probably never had sort of like the volunteers that like Leicester had, Gloucester had, Coventry and Bath.
Yeah, the old traditional.
The old traditional.
Ones, yeah.
They probably didn't have it.
The other thing as well that fascinates me about rugby writing.
Yeah, I did have had a job like that, but it'd have been going when I was young. I wouldn't have minded that. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah,
I'd have loved that. Yeah, what a lovely going from one place to another. Just what a lovely job. Just going sitting watching and being paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the rugby reporting as well must have changed over the years. I mean, I was looking at, because Henry and I read through the map.
Yeah, but they don't. You can pick your ones out that can really report because they tell you what's gone wrong and where. But the others is just so-and-so was offside and the thing and he scored and all that, isn't it? You know, the run of the mill, isn't it? But you've got your good journalists then, you've got your good sports reporters. And sort of like picking out players and things, isn't it? Picking out talent, isn't it?
Mm.
You've got...
And understanding what they're up
what,
to.
What they're looking at, you know, you've got to sort of... You can look at it, you can watch an outside half for 5 minutes, you know if he's any good, don't you?
Yeah.
You only got to look, you know, you think, ooh.
What about boys? Do they play rugby as well?
No, the eldest one, yeah, only local sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The younger one, he could have been good at sport, but he was always mad on motorbike racing and car racing and motorsport. He likes, you know. I think he had too much rugby when he was a child. When he was little, you see, Roy was playing, and it was all rugby in the house, like, you know, and. He had enough rugby. I think he didn't. He had no. He just said it was chasing a piece of leather, chasing a piece of leather for 80 minutes. So he was not that interested. My eldest son, he likes sport very much. All sport, you know. He's a bit like me, you know.
It would have been interesting if the two boys had started playing.
You don't play, yeah, but I think the only thing is sometimes you expect them to do more than what they, or as good as your father, don't you? Because, I mean, Roy swam for the county as well. He was a good,
he was all round.
Yeah, he was all round pretty, you know, sport, so.
Yeah.
I think they'd have an example of them, really. And really, he was big for his in the 60s, 70s, they weren't that, were they? They weren't that tall. Roy was big. Well, our boys are the same size as Roy. But that's nothing today when you look at Dave Sims and people like that. Yeah. So really, to get to second row now, you've got to be 6'6", haven't you? 6'7". I mean, you can forget it otherwise. Yeah. You've got to be that height. So they wouldn't have made it second row.
So, long term then, you're not that hopeful that professional rugby is going to survive?
Well, I'm just... I suppose it's got you to a certain extent. But when you look at it, if you look at Bristol, they're going to sell their ground and they're still $750,000 in the red.
Yeah.
Every first-class club in this country is in the red, aren't they? So they
pretty
reckon.
Well, yeah.
Pretty well. So, you know, how are they going to get out of it?
Yeah.
And I mean, they've been playing the players. Well, Moseley is another example. Yeah. What are they doing now? Moseley's being taken over by a business consortium.
Yeah.
And there's no full-time players. Did you read that this week?
Yeah, they've had to put them all on part-time.
Part-time. So is this the starting?
Yeah.
Is it just going to be a handful that's going to be able to afford to pay them?
And the rest just work on a part-time.
Part-time. Yeah. And then you'll see the gap. It's going to get wider and wider.
Yeah.
I don't know. I blame the rugby union completely. They should have looked at rugby league, seen what had gone wrong up there, and I think they could have had a ceiling. They could have gradually worked it in, whereas each player had, say, £150 a game or £100 a game on, like, a part-time basis. And then seen how that worked, then gone.
Yeah.
They went from the sublime to the ridiculous, I think.
There was
no intermediate thing, was it? It was that.
Yeah.
They didn't know what's hit them.
I think you're right.
And they don't know what's hit them up there now, do they? They don't know where they are, do they?
It seems that they've finally come to some sort of arrangement.
Or have they?
Yeah.
You know how long is it going to last?
Yeah.